What's going on? It's been good. It's been really good. It's been nice, you know, physically being able to get healthy and kind of get back in the swing of things. Been able to travel a little bit, do some stuff, and now we're back rolling. It comes quick, but just excited to be back, obviously, with the guys that were here and some of the new guys in here. So it's exciting to get everybody back together.
When did you first feel like, hey, I'm 100% again?
It took a while. I mean, I'd probably say March. You know, when March hit, I felt really good, like lifting and doing everything like totally normal. You know, I'd been so used to the back half of the season adjusting everything, whether it was workout or throwing or practice or whatever it was. You know, I gave myself, I would work out but still modified. But until March, I'd say that's when I started to feel like 100% do the stuff that I normally do and can kind of get back in the kind of shape I want to be and train the way I wanted to. So, yeah, it took a little while.
What's it been like in the no Gabe and Mitch? I know it hasn't been a lot of time, but what's your early impressions of those two guys?
They seem great. You know, Gabe seems just like a super hard worker from what I've heard about him. He's a guy that likes to work, wants to work, really competitive, goes about his business the right way. Obviously, you know, we haven't got a chance really to work together much yet, but that's starting now. So it'll be great to see him move around. And I know he's getting back healthy too. So Mitch, kind of similar deal. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things from either people in Buffalo or whether it's Josh Allen. You know, that's one of my friends, obviously, that quarterback over there that he played with the last 5 years, and they have a good relationship. And you know, that's exciting to hear about their relationship and how they did things there. And to have two guys from Buffalo that really were, their reputations speak really highly of them and how they carry themselves. So I think it's great additions for our team, and it's going to raise the level of everybody's play around them too.
Do you look forward to these workouts, getting back in the building as a team?
Definitely. You know, I think it's probably a different perspective for, I can't say I speak for everyone necessarily, but in general, I think our team has a really good feel for the off season and how to approach and how to attack it. And we have a lot of the guys that are here. I mean, almost everybody's here unless they can't be for whatever reason. Guys try to be here. So that's something that I appreciate. And then for me, you know, we live here year round. So I'm going to be training anyway. So it's nice to have all the guys back into town. One, just friends with a lot of them. So it's nice having my buddies back. And then two, you get to actually work out together and do stuff and train and start to get your chemistry before training camp happens. So there's a lot of benefits to it. Like I said, I'm here anyway, so I'm glad everybody's back and we get to all kind of do it together and train and work out and move towards where we want to be. So I think it's great. I'm always excited when we start back up.
Trevor, what was some of the emphasis of the first meeting back of the off season ahead and then some priorities for the team between now and June?
You know, just kind of recapping, obviously, last year. And you know, you got to move on pretty quickly because it's a new year. You know, now it doesn't matter who won the Super Bowl last year. Now everyone's kind of turning the page and going on to 2024. So you move on, but you have to kind of recap. All right, because we only had that one team meeting right before we left to end our season last year. And you talk about it, but it's hard to digest that in one night before that meeting. So, you know, we talked about and addressed some of the things that happened, you know, maybe some things that we didn't do well, some things that we might have done okay and need to improve on, just really everything. We've done that the last 2 days, and from Coach Peterson's perspective, from Press's perspective, and then players, you know, some stuff too. So it's been really good. I think we're heading in the right direction, and we know what we need to do. And we got to attack this offseason and be really intentional. There's very tangible things that we need to get better at. Obviously, I'm not going to go into all the details right now, but there's things we need to get better at, you know, for myself, for us as an offense, as a team. And we kind of just put all those out there, and now we're all on the same page of where we're heading, where we're going, what we need to work on. So I think it's necessary to do that at the beginning of the offseason. So you're not just, the worst thing you want to do is you don't want to waste time. You don't want to just come here and work out and go home and really not know where you're heading and what you want to work on. So I think it was good to get everybody centered and know where we're going.
Now that there's been time, how did you digest it the last 6 weeks, especially of just everything that transpired?
Yeah, it was obviously a disappointing season. I mean, some of the stuff that I said after the year, but I think just being removed from it, it's a lot easier to see the good after the fact. Not necessarily the good things that happened, but use the bad things as good and to make yourself better moving forward. I mean, there's just so many things that I learned last season, whether it's, you know, trying to stay healthy and dealing with some things that I haven't had to deal with in my career, or not playing as consistent as I wanted to play and to finish the year, to whatever it may be, maybe not meeting some expectations that we had for ourselves as a team, not playing well in big games, all these things that have gone through my head. I think you being removed from it, you can take stuff from that and use it to make you better. In the moment, it's hard to see the big picture. So I'm thankful for that. I mean, all the difficult times in my career, I mean, I think back to my rookie season, has made me a lot better for it. You just have to use it. So that's what I plan to do from last season. And I think that's our approach as a team too. It's a waste if you don't use it. You went through that experience and then you don't use it. It's double bad because it sucked going through it and then you didn't get better from it. So I think that's my mindset. That's our mindset moving forward, and so many things to learn from.
What did you think when you heard about Josh Allen's new contract?
I was excited for him. Super excited. Obviously, one, the season he had, but just the guy that he's been. You know, he's been here he was here 2 years before I got here, and the 3 years that I've been here, just consistent, one of the hardest workers on the team, dependable, you know, as a person in the locker room, the right type of guy you want. So he checks all the boxes that you want as a leader on your team, and obviously a great player too. So I was just excited to get him back, you know, because there's a lot of teams that I'm sure would have loved to have Josh Allen on their team. So I'm excited that we got that done, and he's going to be a Jag for a long time. So I think that was a big box checked for us, and excited that he's here, and obviously really happy for him on just the personal and life side of that's a big deal, and can take care of his family for forever, for a long time. So I'm excited for him, and he definitely earned it.
You're going into year four, so you start thinking about your contract, a potential extension. You have had any talks with Jags at all about any of it?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some conversations. You know, as far as where that's at now, it's not really my focus. You know, I'd love to obviously be a Jag. So for as long as possible, we love it here, and I love where we're headed as an organization, and feel like I'm just getting better every year, and my best ball is definitely ahead of me. So from that standpoint, obviously, yeah, that would be great. But like you said, it's going into my fourth year. It's not like this is necessarily going to be my last season. You know, there's a lot that could happen. So. Not really my focus right now. At the end of the day, my job isn't going to change whether I get extended or not before this season. My job is to go win games and to be the best I can be for this team so we can have a chance to win a Super Bowl. So even if I get the contract extension, that's still my job, even more so. You know, there's even more expectation and pressure on that. So for me, I have the same focus and the same mindset. I can't lie. Obviously, it would be nice to have that done and, you know, feel good about it. But no, it's not really the focus right now. I know where we're at, I know where we're heading, and I know what I have to do. And, you know, there's some improvements that I have to make going forward.
You talked about not wanting to waste time, but what are you doing, I guess, as a player for this time of the year? What are you trying to work on particularly?
I think the big thing in this portion of the year is a lot of it is physical. I mean, it's a little bit mental in meetings. You have some set time to meet and kind of intro some of the playbook and just scheme and all those things for some of the new guys and old guys, because there's things that change every year that you adjust in your scheme. Like there's a lot of stuff that we're adjusting and trying to make better moving forward. So that's going to be good for us. So we got to learn that and get comfortable with it. But really, physically, this is the time of year where I feel like you can devote most of your time to physically training, getting stronger, you know, getting your body ready for what's going to come. And that takes a lot of time. You know, you can't just start doing that in training camp. It's too late. You know, you're going to break down. So really, that's kind of what I focus on this time of year, is getting my body where I want it to be come training camp. And then obviously you start building the chemistry with guys too that are new, especially, you know, there's guys that have now played with 2 or 3 years that, you know, obviously you still work and you build that, but the guys that are new, you got to get out there and get the reps, get the throws, get the timing, get to work with the guys up front, you know, all that stuff.
That chemistry the guy gave Davis, how important can this be to kind of start getting on the same page with him?
Really important, yeah. I mean, we have, it's April, and we got until, into July or whatever, until training camp starts. So you have all this time to get ready for training camp. So when training camp comes, you feel pretty good. You don't want to be trying to figure out timing when training camp comes, really. You want to feel sharp and crisp so you can use that time to just really get better at what we do, our concepts, our schemes, advancing all the stuff that we do, you know, whether that's checks and communicating, all those things. That's really what that's more for, not trying to just time up routes with guys. Like, you're kind of behind the eight ball if you're at that point.
You're watching the rest of the league, rest of the division really load up on offense and playmakers. Are you watching that? And also, do you feel like you have enough here?
Yeah, I do. Stuff happens every offseason. You know, I think it's you gotta still play the season. You gotta play 17 games, and a lot can happen. And everyone wants to make a huge deal in the offseason of different moves that happen. And yeah, I mean, we have a really good division. There's no denying that. You know, we got good quarterbacks, good offenses, good defenses. It's a really competitive division. But for us, it doesn't change anything. You're gonna have to go through all these teams anyways if you want to go win a Super Bowl. So you're not gonna dodge and get to play teams that aren't very good. There's really not that many in the league anyway. So it always changes by the time the season comes. Some teams that you think might be great maybe don't have a great year. Some teams that you didn't think were going to be really any good have a great year. So there's a lot of work that has to be done from now until training camp and through training camp to get ready for the year. I like the guys that we have, and obviously the draft's coming up too. I'm sure we'll get some more pieces there and just continue to get some good younger guys. But I love the guys that we have and what we've started to build here, and we got some new pieces this offseason. On the defense side of the ball, what they're doing over there looks great, looks awesome. And Ryan, I love him and his scheme and what he's trying to do. So excited about that too. Obviously, that doesn't really have anything to do with me, but that's going to help. And I like where we're at. I like, obviously, Gabe was huge. Mitch was a great pickup. All the guys that we got back that we re-signed, I'm excited.
When Ryan got hired, he mentioned what stood out about you and the offense when you guys played. What stood out about his scheme and Falcons defense when in London?
I would say, and who knows, you know, this, I haven't talked to him really in depth about what he's going to do here necessarily, but he's really good at disrupting, or his players, his scheme, his defense is really good at disrupting timing. You know, they press, they're really physical on the outside, not a lot of free access, letting guys get off the ball. They mix in the shell coverages a lot, even with some pressures. They're really good up front. Run discipline is really good. I mean, those are just the main things I'd say, especially in coverage. It's tough when they press and they play man, they press, they play zone, they disguise stuff really well, they're really physical. And when guys don't get out and aren't on time and you have a good pass rush, it's really hard as a quarterback, because then you're moving around, your timing's thrown off, you're trying to find a spot to throw, your receiver isn't there yet because they got pressed. You know, I think he does a great job of that.
Non-committal so far about calling plays so far. So do you expect press to be the guy calling plays? Does it matter to you?
I mean, whichever way that goes, we're gonna make the most of it, and it's gonna be great. I don't know. I haven't had any conversations about, you know, anything necessarily changing or staying the same. So I don't really know. I'm with you guys, but I think we've had success with both guys calling the plays in the past. And even last year, obviously, we could have been better offensively, but we did have some success. And I do like the continuity, the consistency that I have with press. I know him really well. I think that's a good thing, that we're keeping that intact, because it's hard as a quarterback to change around, to change systems, to change play callers all the time. That can be difficult. So I like where we're at, and I think that we've made some really necessary changes this offseason already, and now we just got to implement them and get great at it. You know, I think it's about creating an identity and being really good at what we do. And I think we have a clear vision and picture of what that is. And I'm excited, you know, and you know, I'm expecting it to be press at this point, because that's kind of the direction we've been heading and what I expect, and I'm not hearing anything. So that's where we're going, and I'm excited for it.
Just to piggyback off that, how much do you view this as your offense? Now, 3 years continuity, the stuff you just talked about.
A lot. I mean, yeah, it's our offense. You know, at the end of the day, I'm the one out there pulling the trigger. But it is our offense, and they do a really good job of including me in things that we want to change, or something that we did last year that maybe didn't work too well, or that doesn't make a lot of sense in our scheme. So there's been a lot of changes that we've made. So I'm excited to really see those on the field with the guys. That's obviously what gives you your answer. You know, you got to do what works and what our guys do well. So we got to check that box. But I'm really excited to see how the offense looks. And I do view it as my offense at the end of the day. I'm the one out there, you know, pulling the trigger, running the plays, running the show. And, I got to be able to perform and like what we're doing. So I feel like I've taken a lot of ownership of of speaking up when I maybe don't like something, or saying I really love this, like let's do more of that or whatever it is. And they've done a good job of communicating with me and talking me through things and listening to my feedback.
I'm assuming you never went through an injury stretch like that in your career at any level. What did you learn about you during that whole stretch? Did you find out some, do you regret maybe trying to play through some of those things, or you know, what's your takeaway from all that?
I don't regret necessarily the decisions I made. I think the thing to learn about it is maybe the way I play. Maybe there's some times where I can avoid some hits. You just got to stay healthy. You know, the teams that get better every week and that stay healthy are usually the teams that go pretty far and into the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. So, especially at quarterback, you got to stay healthy. So that's something I've learned is also too, if you're not healthy and you can't practice, it's hard to play well. And that's something that I want to take more ownership of making sure whatever it is I have to do, maybe it's taking less hits, maybe it's doing, you know, throwing the ball away, doing certain things, or whatever I can do to stay healthy, is just being able to continue to practice and prepare during the week so I feel like I can put my best performance out there on Sunday and give us a chance to win. I feel like late in the year I didn't do that enough. You know, I had a handful of games where I didn't feel like I played well and, you know, missed some throws and did some stuff that I thought was uncharacteristic. And so I regret how it turned out, but I always have said, if I can play and I feel like I'm not hurting the team, and maybe some weeks I did, you know, but I feel like I did the best I could and went out there, and I would expect the same of my teammates. So if I expect that from guys in late in the season to play and to really play through some stuff, it's football, you're going to have to, then I have to do the same. And I felt like that's what I was doing. And so, no, I think the biggest thing is just getting my body to a point where I can withstand a lot of these hits or whatever it is, but also limiting some of them as much as I can. So it's a balance of all that.
Thanks,
awesome. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Good to see y'all. Good to be back.